CITR 101.9 FM at UBC, which broadcasts across the unceded, traditional, and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Hope you enjoy the show.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? One, two, three. Velociraptor.
What?
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
You're listening to Songs with Friends. What I want, you've got,
it might be hard to handle. Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Songs with Friends. I'm your host, Daniel. And today is a little bit of a special episode, a little bit of a weird episode. One thing that's weird about it is that I'm currently recording this outdoors, not in the CITR studio. So this is pre-recorded. And another thing that's a little interesting about this episode is that I am joined by someone who's already been on the show before. Kat, why don't you say hello, Kat.
Hello, Kat.
Hello, Kat. and two of our friends.
I was going to say, I have fans in the background cheering me on.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
That is great.
Why am I here, Dad?
Why are you here? Well, because I have an announcement. Well, mm-hmm. as you may know, this is the season finale of Songs with Friends. But this is probably my last episode for a while, maybe ever.
No.
But I feel like Songs with Friends is so fun. I feel like it's created so many fun memories and fun times that I just really wanted it to keep going. So I asked my good friend Kat if she would keep it going in the fall when Songs with Friends returns. So
yeah, he did.
This is a bit of a passing of the torch episode.
The way this happened is I asked to interview. I knew I wanted to interview you at some point because Daniel didn't understand the struggle that it was to choose songs for this episode. And every time someone was like, bro, you really put us under so much pressure. Like, we had to, like, figure this out in a week or whatnot. He was like, I don't understand, guys. Like, just pick songs.
Just figure it out.
And tell us about your experience picking songs.
Oh, it was so hard. I had, like, 20 songs and I whittled it down to 10. So I don't know if we'll get through all 10 today. We'll see. I don't know if this is going to be an episode that spills over into a fill-in, or maybe I just play little clips of it. We don't know yet, but I whittled it down to 10, so we don't have to play the full thing for every song, but it was very hard.
I really wanted you to experience the hardships of having to of being a guest on this show.
It was an exercise in empathy, for sure. I now understand how everyone relates, but
basically the torch is being passed.
Yeah, so my host Kat, what do you want to ask me?
I didn't even get a chance to look at the list of songs that you chose, but I do know the first one that is. I don't know how to do this, by the way, guys. So please be be kind with me. I'm figuring this host thing as we go, but it will be difficult filling in the shoes that you've left behind.
You just riff, you just ask questions,
but
give it a go.
Okay. So do you have anything special to say about this first song?
I think I love this artist like so much, and I knew I wanted to have a song by him on here. But I didn't know which one, so I was like, okay, let me just go to, like, the quintessential Kate Renata song.
That's right.
And I feel like when people think Kate Renata, they think of his Boiler Room video.
Yeah, which is iconic, by the way. Every person in that room is just such a character.
Yeah, like, they need to do a Where Are They Now just on
all
the people.
On every single one of them.
Oh, that's what Sam said as well. Sims in the back. Literally, like, Sims in the
every
back.
Every person is the protagonist.
Yeah, like, watch someone in that video every time. But one, like, key part of that video and just, like, a key song in my life that I feel like has been in rotation since it came out is Be Your Girl, the Kate Renata remix.
Yeah.
By, iconic. Of course, Kate Renata and TJ Moses. And, yeah, I just love house music. I feel like I really, really got into it over, like, the past couple of years, especially like,
do you know how you were introduced to Kate Renata specifically?
I feel like maybe my roommate at the time, Eric, but that doesn't seem right. I think it might have been like, it was one of my recommended, but I didn't even know it was like Kate Renata. But I think if I'm being honest, it was probably from like that song from Chance the Rapper's coloring book album All Night, because that's produced by Kei Tronada.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Damn,
yeah.
this is a bop.
This the one.
This is the one. Like, Chance, where'd you find this one? And it was Kei Tronada. Canadian King, Black King,
absolutely.
Montreal King.
The fact that he's from Montreal is kind of crazy.
Yeah, crazy. So, yeah, here is Be Your Girl by Teedra Moses and Kei Tronada. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoy. I feel like you were supposed to say that, but
my bad. I'm learning.
She's learning. Here we go.
Hello, we are back on CITR
101.9.
Okay, so that was Be Your Girl by Kei Tronada, an absolute legendary song. If you guys haven't watched The Boiler Room, please do.
Go do that.
But yeah, any last words you want to say about Kei Tronada and this
song?
Just
it's fire. This probably isn't even his best song, but I feel like it's this. If someone was like, who is Kei Tronada, I feel like, depending on the person, the answer might change on what song I would give them, but this is definitely like the everyday person. Like, you should know this and have this in your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we've got another song here by amazing artists. We have more songs, guys.
Yeah, more songs are coming.
Do you have anything you want to say about this song?
Yeah, I love Outkast. I feel like
I've heard you speak about them quite a bit, so I'm glad that they're on here.
Like, Outkast, specifically Andre 3000, like, all love to Big Boi, but Andre 3000 is my one of my favorite rappers
Speaking
ever.
To the mic.
He's one of my favorite rappers ever. Just, like, growing up, like, so fresh, so clean, and, like, Miss Jackson and Hey Ya, there would always be the songs that would be playing, like, on TV. Mm-hmm. I feel like MTV would play in my house
all
when
the
I was
time.
Like really young.
Me too.
Yeah. And it would be
And
those...
Hey Ya was always
hey Ya
on
was
for
always
some
on. But a few years ago, I was like, damn, I really love Outkast. I should like properly listen to their music instead of just like reminiscing on all these hits I listened to as a kid. So I listened to Speakerbox / The Love Below, which is like their double album. I believe it also won like album of the year. The song I chose is called She Lives in My Lap. I just love how, like, groovy it is. I feel like if this song came out today, it would still be, like, as fresh as it was when it came out. Just, like, everything about it is just so fun. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Outkast, for me, they're, like, those artists that were, like, okay, like, the image of like a black artist doesn't have to, especially them being from like Atlanta, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, it doesn't have to be super like stereotypical, like manly gangster, like 50 Cent. Yeah.
I agree. I never thought about it that way, but.
Because they're so weird and like flamboyant. They are.
That's one thing that I know about, or that I think of when I think of OutKast, is how unapologetically weird and like intentionally weird they were, and I thought that was always that adds to the music, like the whole persona that they built around it. I feel like, or not even persona, because I feel like they feel very true to themselves too. But so this is She Lives in My Lap by OutKast feat. Rosario Dawson.
And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roaster's Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
And we're back. That was She Lives in My Lap by OutKast featuring Rosario Dawson. Yeah, that was that song.
Yeah. Is there a particular reason why you chose this one?
I think it gives a good, because Andre 3000 I just love, and I think it gives a good sense of his like melody, but also like his melodicism. No. Is that
okay?
His just like his melodic abilities. Sorry, his melodic abilities, and I love like hip hop and just music in general that has like fun melodies. And then I love
the introduction to the song.
The intro is really good.
The synth, I don't know what it is, but the
yeah. And I just love a good synth. And I feel like OutKast was so influential, whether it was like for Aminé or like even Tyler the Creator, I would say, or a lot of just like, I don't know, like different weird artists, and even in the realm like outside of the music, like the fashion too. It's just very like, yeah, so I think that's why I wanted to
amazing
to bring them on.
Beautiful. Now we have another song. So this one is Privileged Rappers by Drake. Is there any particular reason you chose this song out of this album?
And so I feel like Drake and I have had a turbulent,
because I was gonna say, you've said a lot of things about Drake.
Yes, so I feel like I have like a very love-hate relationship with Drake. Because I don't know, I see it as like, I don't even know, when you really like love an artist, you want them, or say okay, I'm trying to think of like a good analogy, but basically I think about it as how my parents like love Nigeria, and I would say too, like they love their country, but they'll like
call it makes out it their, so much easier to like
to criticize to,
yeah
it.
To criticize yeah I get that.
So I mean, I love Drake, like a huge part of my childhood. Like,
what is it that you always say? First of all, you always say that he's goofy, which he's such a goofy kid.
He's very sassy.
But you say that if he were less, what was it that you
If you were less serious?
No, I forget what you say, but
oh.
Anyways, proceed.
I don't even remember. But yeah, Drake, I've been listening to since like I feel like I, for since whenever I started like finding my own music, like whenever I got an iPod, like Drake was on it.
I was going to say, I think he's foundational for so many, like, 15-year-old boys.
Even, like, I feel like I was, like, whenever, like, Best I Ever Had came out, like, that was my, like, because I remember even my daycare, they would, like, play it in, like, our daycare. Because I would always play, like, the radio. So I must have been, like, 8, 9, whenever that song came out. But anyway, he's so, like, integral to my, like, musical taste. But he's also put out a lot of flops. There's a lot of his output
I think is terrible. That is true.
But this song I thought would be good to showcase because as much as I love Drake as a rapper and a singer, but I wanted to find a song that would showcase him as a rapper, specifically with another rapper who I really love, 21 Savage. Because I feel like, I mean, 21 Savage is quite popular now, but for some reason I still feel like he doesn't get enough credit. Like, rappers like work with 21 Savage when they want like the best to be brought out of them, and I feel like that's what happened on this song, Privileged Rappers. And then another reason I chose this song is because Drake is so like sassy, I feel like, and it's just hilarious to me. And I feel like on this song he's quite sassy. He says purr like
I feel
quite
like
a
the whole
times.
Album is very is the whole very album sassy Drake.
Yeah, it's called Her Loss, like very sassy unserious album. But yeah, here's Privileged Rappers. I love Drake and 21 Savage. Yeah.
And we hope you will love them too.
We hope you love them too. Here it is.
Whoa, whoa, yeah. Look at me dead in my eyes. I know that you know that a nigga ain't lying. Too much respect. All of my shorty BDs, they know not to try. Too much respect. I used to hand out CDs before they would buy it. Whoa, she love me so much, it seemed like she buys. Niggas don't know how I live, but that's cause they live at the high. L step team stepping on shit till it's quiet. He brought me the money sealed up. I still had to count it. I cannot just hide. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, let's have sex in the bank. Telling her open a safe. I hate a privileged rapper who don't even know what it take. The diamonds they hit like a rainbow. That's cause the necklace of Frank. Purr. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, let's have sex in the nines. Do it. Breaking and bending the spines. Do it, let's do it. I hate a privileged rapper that ain't had a hit since he signed. Do it. Niggas be full of excuses, act like they taking their time. For real, for real. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Look at me dead in my eyes, you see all the times that I had to go slide. 21. Too many sticks, we go to war with whoever ain't never been biased. Pussy. Too many sticks, how is that your ops and none of them died? Pussy. Hold up, 21. Hold up, 21. Hold up, 21. Why you pull up at 1 in the morning to sit on the edge of the bed? For what? Texting emojis, tongue out, eggplant must have went over her head. 21. Catching my side of the studio, pussy. Make him repeat what he said. Pussy. Yeah, yeah, let's have sex in the car. Oh God. The Maybach came with a bar. 21. I'm wiping my dick with a bra. Snipe his ass, he got hit in the head from far. Pussy. Ops get undivided attention, I give them my all. Oh God. How you come over the spot when you know it's your time of the month? How? Make a diss and see how fast you go from the boot to a blunt. Pussy. She say she hungry, I gave her dick for brunch. Oh God. Send me my whole feet, I don't do back ends and front. 21. No, no. No, let's have sex in the bank. Telling her open a safe. I hate a privileged rapper who don't even know what it take. The diamonds they hit like a rainbow. That's cause the necklace of Frank. Purr. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, let's have sex in the nines. Do it. Breaking and bending the spines. Do it, let's do it. I hate a privileged rapper that ain't had a hit since he signed. Do it. Niggas be full of excuses. Act like they taking their time. For real, for real.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
And we are back. This is indeed. Songs with Friends. I am your new host,
Kat. New host, yes.
And I'm here today with our old legend host, Daniel.
That was very kind. I saw you have a mental when you said old and you were like, let me be course correct.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
He is the old host, but he will always be the host in our heart.
In your hearts.
Yeah.
My memory will live on.
Forever and ever. The next song, I am so freaking happy you added them on this playlist because these are they're one of my favorite artists of all time.
They're so good.
And I honestly, we were just talking about this recently. Well, not you and I, anyways. I was just talking about this recently and how I feel like this is an album, that I've slept on by A Tribe Called Quest. Mm-hmm. So, the next song is
Conrad Tokyo.
Yeah.
So, there's multiple reasons I wanted to choose this song. One, I feel like weirdly, this album, which is their latest album, was actually my introduction to A Tribe Called Quest. Because, I mean, I knew Can You Kick It, that's kind of their big one.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people, if they know A Tribe Called Quest,
they know it for
Can I Kick It.
Yeah, but I didn't really know any other of their songs. And then I was watching, the SNL after, Trump got elected in 2016, it was, Dave Chappelle and A Tribe Called Quest.
What?
Yeah, those were...
What?
That was the SNL lineup.
Okay.
So I was watching that SNL episode, and I was like, oh my god, I knew A Tribe Called Quest were, legendary, but, damn, this is really good. So I, went and listened to this whole album, my 16-year-old self, and I was like, oh wow, this is really good. And then I, went back into their discography, and I just love them. I love Q-Tip, his production style, everything about them. And then this album, we got it from here, Thank You For Your Service, while it was being made, I'm so sad that his name is escaping me, but one of the members passed away.
Yeah, I think it's Ali, Shahi Muhammad, I think.
Yeah, something like that. So, some of his verses are still on here, but a lot of the songs have, features, which Tribe Called Quest doesn't typically do, to kind of lift the weight of their lost member, and so I really like this song because Kendrick Lamar features on it, and as I was trying to whittle down songs, I was like, okay, this song has two of my favorite artists on it, so let me go with this. And then I don't know, Conrad Tokyo, I still don't even fully understand what the song means. I need to really delve into the lyrics, but I just remember always listening to this song on a rainy day, whether I'm riding the bus or on a walk, and it would always just be so relaxing for me. It's just such a soothing song, but it also has so much urgency and energy and emotion behind it.
I don't even think I'm familiar with this one because I've definitely been sleeping on this album. I was gonna add A Tribe Called Quest song for my episode, and because my go-to album by them is People's Instinctive Travels in the Paths of Rhythm, and the deluxe version has remixes with Can I Kick It with J. Cole, which is really good. It's completely different to the original one, but it's so good. And I was gonna put the Footprints remix with CeeLo Green, and that one is good. So highly recommend everybody listen to that. But I'm glad that you're encouraging me to revisit this album specifically.
Of course. Yeah, I hope everyone checks this album out. Ironically, I feel because I listened to this one first, it's still my favorite from them and the one I listen to the most, even though it's their newest.
That determines so much, though. Yeah. The way the album through which you are introduced to an artist will, I think, forever be your favorite album just because you can attach so many memories and emotions to it, so...
Exactly.
But yeah, this is Conrad Tokyo by A Tribe Called Quest. Hope you enjoy.
station, let the coroner in. Crooked faces, red and blue laces for the color of men. Just embrace it, a die alone, song of revelation. Reverence and cattle's racing, devils and demons in Deuteronomy. Fumigate all economy, illuminate broken dreams and manifest all insanity. Look around, sayonara tomorrow, here's just blood on the ground. Tomorrow, he's just blood on the ground.
Everyone at VAMS understands the challenges of having a disability in an able-bodied world. Since 1988, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society has supported musicians with disabilities on their journeys. Check out Reimagine Radio on YouTube to learn more about our diverse community. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
Harmonic hooligans, we're gonna be a three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m. We're here for Music Time, CITR 101.9.
Hello, hello. We are back in the studio. No, we're not in the studio.
Back in the outdoor.
In my backyard with
in
Daniel.
Pat's backyard, yes.
And that was Conrad Tokyo. Excuse me, that was so scrumptious.
It was so good.
That was
delicious
so good.
Track. Yes.
I am fed. And I did not know the song at all. But
a surprise
it was
meal.
So good.
Yeah.
Loved it. This next song is by the Queen herself.
Queen B.
Queen B. And it's Me, Myself, and I. So kind of an old one.
Yeah.
Just a throwback.
It's a throwback. Okay. So I feel like I've never been like the biggest Beyonce fan or anything.
That is a controversial opinion, but I am on the same boat.
Yeah. Like I feel like I'll always check out a new Beyonce album when it drops, but I feel like I don't know, like Beyonce just isn't an artist.
Yeah,
that,
she's
know,
objectively she, like iconic in everything she does, like in her persona and her stage presence and like everything she does, but she personally has never been like my artist.
Yeah, but that being said, I don't think anyone does like this style of R&B like better than Beyonce.
Yeah, that is
like
true.
From Destiny's Child to like her like early to mid 2000s. Like that, like Drake, that was like another music along the lines that would be always be playing in the radio while when I was little, or like MTV or whatever. And this song, I don't even think played on the radio or anything. It's not really one of her hits, but I don't know. This song I just love because I was watching like her like homecoming documentary, and she kind of does like a live version of it. And I was like, oh, I really love this melody. So I went back and listened to it. And then, I don't know, I don't have, like, anything super deep to say about this song other than that just, like, I love a harmony, like, I love R&B, it's so good, and she just has, like, it just sounds like honey, like, it just sounds so, like, sweet and, like, sticky and amazing.
I think that this era of Beyonce specifically, to me, feels just so smooth.
So smooth, and I feel like this is just the song when you're, like, if someone disappoints you, or you're, like, you know, you've broken up with somebody, or if you're just like
feeling
yourself.
If you need a little boost, you know?
Just need a little boost.
A little reminder.
A reminder that you're.
Of who you are.
Of who you are, yes.
Yeah. Beyonce's there for you to
remind
you.
She's there. She's there to prop you up and say, hey, you don't need nobody.
All you need is you,
yourself,
and you. So this is Me, Myself, and I by Beyonce.
Yes, hope you enjoy.
All the ladies, if you feel me, help me sing it out.
Everything we have will last. So young and naive of me. my own best friend. Be myself and I, that's all I got in the end. That's what I found out, and it ain't no need to cry. I took a vow that from now on, I'm gonna be my own best friend.
Controlling, you say that you love me, but you don't. Your family told me one.
Hello, hello. We are back in my backyard today.
Yes, on CITR 101.9 FM.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes.
I will learn it by the time I'm the official host.
You'll learn, yes.
But that was Me, Myself, and I by Queen Bee herself. Mm-hmm. And I hope you guys are feeling yourself right now.
Yeah.
Because we definitely are.
We are.
We are. Okay. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, other than that, just I hope whoever's listening knows they got themselves.
Yeah.
They're their own version of Queen Bee.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is my favorite Beyonce song, I think.
Me too. Yeah. It's so good. It never doesn't hit. Never
no, never. Old. Whenever it's on, when it's my music is on shuffle and this comes on, I'm like, this is going to be a good day.
Yeah. We just know.
All right. So I don't know what next song you want to play next because you've been debating.
I've been debating. Okay. The song I'm going to play next is Photo ID Free Nationals Remix by Remy Wolf. So I love Remy Wolf. I don't even really know how I... Actually, I do know. I feel like I just fell across, like, Photo ID around the same time when everyone stumbled across it. Whatever.
Whatever. It's okay.
It's okay. But this is, just, like, an amazing song. But I think this was the version I heard first before the original. And I actually think it's better. Free Nationals is Anderson .Paak's band that kind of like broke off and now they do their own music as well, which is amazing. And you know what? I love a groove.
Mm-hmm.
I love a bass line. Remy has an amazing voice. She has amazing melodies. Again, nothing really deep to say about this song, but
that is okay.
If the objective of this whole show was to just get to know about the guests' music tastes and what they love, I feel like this song is essential in like describing my music taste because I have like a playlist of like 900 plus songs called Groovy Hang that are just like songs with really cool like bass lines or some kind of groove. And this is like one of the first songs that I added to it. I just really, really love like something that has a little groove to it.
There's also something about songs that inspire you to create a new playlist and you just know that
yes.
this song defines something
yeah.
in you, you know? You're like, oh, I heard this and I need to create a new playlist.
You need
playlist
to create like a radio,
yes.
a vibe that
curated around
it.
The same vibe. So that's honestly, not to be corny or anything, but
yes.
music does speak 1,000 words. So if you
It really does.
Yeah, you don't necessarily need to explain.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is Photo ID, the Free Nationals remix by Remy Wolf. And I hope y'all enjoy.
Enjoy.
Anybody got...
Yeah.
We are back on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. That was a struggle for me.
That was amazing.
And that was Photo ID by Remy Wolf and the Free Nationals remix.
Yes.
And we can move on because you didn't have a lot to say about this song.
No, I don't. Other than it rocks.
It spoke for itself, honestly.
It spoke, yes.
This one, he just added, okay?
It was a last minute switch.
People need to know that he had how many songs to begin with?
Like 20.
20.
Plus.
And he actually, like, cut it down to 10 and keeps changing it as we go. Anyways, this is Biking by Frank Ocean. Yes, because yeah. I need you to feel the pressure that we felt.
I feel it. I definitely feel it.
So
I did switch it out from another Frank Ocean song.
It was still he's staying true to himself in that he wanted Frank in here, and this is Biking. Can you tell us more about this?
So I don't know if this is my favorite Frank Ocean song either. Because I don't even know if I have a favorite Frank Ocean song, but I just love his melody in this. I love that he says my name in it.
Okay. Not self-centered at all.
Not self-centered at all. And then I also love Jay-Z and Tyler, so I was like, how can I fold them into my episode as well? But I think this is just like a song that encapsulates both like the old Frank Ocean and the new Frank Ocean, even though like all Frank Ocean music is old at this point, but like
okay,
if you think of like old Frank Ocean as like Channel Orange, I feel like, I don't know, there's just kind of like a focus on like pop, like melodies, and then like newer Frank Ocean, like Blonde, Endless, and like the singles like this one that come after it, he is more experimental with like the sound. He's
that
like rapping a little bit. And I feel like this song kind of balances both the old and the new in that way. And then I also really love Jay-Z's verse, not because necessarily of anything that he's saying, but I just love how like soft it starts. And I love how Tyler jumps in later into. And this is a song that I do play in the summer when I'm biking. I just have so many great memories of UBC, which also I'm graduating.
He is graduating, which is why the torch is being passed. It's not because we think that I'm doing a better job, which I'm clearly not. But
no, you're doing great.
Thank you. I keep silent most of the time because you just know what to say.
Thank you.
And also because I don't know how to.
That's the sign of a good host. That you're giving me the space.
Thank you.
But I just have so many memories of like biking in the summer, like around campus in Vancouver, and like. Probably all the songs I've played so far would play, but this one especially is just the feeling of like biking down a hill or like down a long stretch of road, whether it's like Marine Drive or like West 16th Ave, and I would always practice. There's like this hill on campus from like Thunderbird to like Totem, and it's like kind of a steep hill, and then you turn and you go to like the Museum of Anthropology, and there's like a great like sunset lookout point.
Yes.
And I would always bike from where I was living on campus at the time to there for sunset. And this song would play. And on that specific hill, I would always practice biking with no hands and like taking my hands off of the handlebars. And for some reason, this song was like playing
just
a lot.
Just gave you the strength.
Just gave me the strength.
To bike without hands.
No hands, yeah.
So that is the image that I want you guys to be thinking of when you listen to this. Daniel biking
on a bicycle
with no hands.
No hands.
To catch the sunset by Moa. So this is Biking by Frank Ocean.
Enjoy.
Turn. What goes around, comes around. Hey, turn. Turn music up. Yeah. Goes around, comes around. What goes like? Like goes a cycle. Everything that comes around goes around. Fuck goes down. Get you some eye. Life goes a cycle. What comes around goes around. So far it goes down, nigga. Get you some icicles. Order mommy for all of y'all. Wristwatch got a Russian face like an oligarch. 12 o'clock, boy, silly nice. Willie in traffic, I'm Philly nice. ET on the handles. Handlebars like a Xanax, Sham Guard with the N1 moves, throw that shit around your neck. Right quick, broke boys get fixed. Right quick, nice Sylvester with these bike flips. That's a full cab in the backflip. Sidebar.
arms stretch your tea like I nailed it. Rap moving slow like a creep. Shirt in the breeze like I'm sailing. And I walk in my sleep, I can't help this. When's the last time I asked for some help that I couldn't get from nobody else yet? I couldn't get from nobody else that. When's the last time I asked for some help that I couldn't get from nobody else yet? Nobody. I don't get weak in the knees. Honey spread out like a fan. Perfect like some Gucci sandals. Open the sky, get a handful. Torso marked up like a vandal. How you not fucking with cash? God give you what you can handle. Give you what you can handle. I got the grip like a handle. And I'm biking with me and my Daniel. AD's got the angels, DV's got the angels. I'm breaking. God. Biking, I'm biking, I'm biking slow-mo. Maybe the four will excite in the smoke. I'm cold when the temperatures dip below 70. How can I be burr around LA coast? The diamonds is plural, the Tiffany brooch. On my lapel at the table, I'm giving a toast. The first wedding that I've been in my 20s. Thinking maybe someone is not something to own. Maybe the government got nothing to do. Thinking maybe the feeling just comes and it goes. Think I want me a little and a little, I'm a clone. Me and my baby can do on our own. I landed a trick on my impossibles. I'm fucking with Eddie, I'm watching my toes. 24 hours, like they never close. I'm biking, I'm biking, I'm biking these blocks, yeah. Since been ball, I sold all this ice, I've been slossing, yeah. I'm biking uphill and it's burning my quads, yeah. I'm biking downhill and it sound like a fishing rod. Savage, I'm biking, yeah.
From cold water to the shawl, alcoholic, why I handle the ball. It's a PK, PK, ripper, nah, you can't fuck with the boy. That's my problem, yeah, I got a my tie smoking when I stop. Okay, nobody fucking with me. My accolades hang from my neck. Pedal, I drown in the heat. My sapphires drown in my sweat. White mags, but I jet Jackson. I'm saving the streets. I'm Roger Rabbit in the air. I don't care. Big Willie style, yeah. Nigga, one wheel. One wheel. One wheel. Nigga, one wheel. I fishtail downhill, yeah. I rose my rate. Brand new brakes. Why name is Slater? Ask my date.
Hello, hello, we're back.
Yes.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Ooh, we're getting better. We're getting better.
So that was Biking by Frank Ocean. Anyways. Next. We've got another queen.
Another queen.
Another legend.
Raven Lanae.
Yeah, and you put me onto the song, and it's been added to many, many
places. Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Okay, that makes me really happy.
And I thought you were... Okay, this is Satellite by Raven Lanae.
Raven.
And... Raven, Dennis. No, I am good. France. I am not English. And when you first played the song, I thought you were gonna play another Brazilian song that I think she samples, but I'm not sure.
You're not for sure.
It's like the Zoom Zoom song.
Yeah, because we listen, and it also sounds similar to like Tribe by Boss and J. Cole.
Yes, because they do sample Zoom Zoom by the Brazilian artist. But do you have anything to say about this album? Because I know that you love the whole album.
Yes. So this is from her debut album, Hypnose, which came out last year. It's produced by Steve Lacy, who is like, Steve Lacy's a great artist, but he's like specifically an amazing like producer. Like his instrumentals are just so incredible. And I feel like Raven Lanae is such a good creative collaborator with him, because like she just knows how to like, she just knows how to like be in all the little grooves and intricacies, and it sounds like they made, like, you just know they were in the studio together when they were making this, because like all his little guitar licks, everything is just like, it reminds me of like a rubber band, and it's just like ebbing and flowing around her voice, which is like so beautiful.
Oh, that's a good description. Yeah,
and they have like an EP together, which is how I found Raven Lanae, because her Crush EP is like fully produced by Steve Lacy. He's essentially on every song, either in the background vocals or as a featured artist. But I just love these two together. She's our age, which makes me feel very
inadequate.
That
is so crazy. When you think of artists being your age and being like that talented.
Yeah, like why
are you, what are we doing?
Why are you eating me up like this? But yeah, she's so amazing. And the biggest memories I have from this song is that summer of 2022, I was living in Toronto, and I would like ride the I can't even remember what the train is called. I would ride the one on this on their subway to work. And there's like this stretch of stops that kind of goes through like this field. And I would always play Satellites on the way and back from
you
work.
You did tell me that, yeah.
Yeah, because the sun would just be shining and you were just like, you were just like zooming through this like beautiful field on the train. And this song would just be like in my ears. And this was like one of my songs of the summer. The song after this was also my song of last summer. But yeah, I just have so many incredible like life memories and just like moments of joy tied to this song. And then, as I said, I love harmonies. Her harmonies at the end of the song, specifically just the melodies in general. The song just feels like you're on a cloud, like you're floating, like you're flying. I'm rambling too much, so let's play it. But here's Satellites, Raven Lanae.
Or Raven.
You know. Raven or Raven. Enjoy.
Songs with Friends. I am your new host, Kat.
I'm so excited that you're the new host.
I'm here with Daniel.
Yes.
And that was Satellite by Raven Lanae.
Raven Lanae, yes. Amazing song.
I love the fact that every, like, so many of these songs, when you introduce them, you have, like, such a specific time and place that you can, like, assign them to.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember specifically when you showed me this song.
Really?
Yes, it's when we were coming back from Dorian's and we were both high.
We could say it.
Yeah. And we were sitting at the bus stop and then you were like, you know what, we need to listen to like a song. What do you like on Spotify?
Yeah. I was like, we need to do the thing on Spotify where you can have like a shared listening session. Because I love listening to music with friends. And what I would do with my friend Ian when he was still here. He's alive. He's just not in Vancouver. We would...
Shout out Ian. My old Joe Italian.
Old Joe's coworker.
Yeah.
We would always like go on... I'm just like worried my parents will listen or like an employer. But we would go on like inebriated walks. And we would like listen to music using like the Spotify feature.
Which I didn't know was a thing.
Yeah, it's
And I'm
great.
So glad you showed me because this is going to be
it's a
tool.
Game changer.
Yeah, no, for sure.
It's actually a game changer because sometimes you like, I don't know. I love hanging out with people, obviously. But like sometimes it's nice to hang out with people and you're
and
just like not speaking.
Not talk. Yeah.
You're just vibing.
Because it's one thing to like have the song play on the speakers and you both be there and like, but that A doesn't means the song isn't in the foreground. Like,
yeah,
it's just in the background and you're talking over it. Whereas
each of us like wearing our headphones and just sitting there and staring into nothingness, just like thinking about how great the song is. I was like, damn, okay.
Yeah, like it's a fun activity. More silent hangouts.
Absolutely.
Is what I think that should be normalized. I mean, we did have our listening party, which was also really, like, I love stuff like that,
that
too.
No, that was really nice, yeah. But the next song we have here is... Okay.
So this was my top song, according to Spotify.
And according to Spotify.
I mean, they're probably right. But yeah, this is my top song of the year, 2022. I think it's, like, one of his best songs. It's not a mistake. Or it's not a fluke that the featured artist is there. This is Sunshine by Steve Lacy and Fouché. Mm-hmm. All of Steve Lacy's albums have been, like, there's always been, like, songs I really love, but I feel like Gemini Rights was the album when I was like, okay, this is, like, an album.
Which
like,
one's
Capital.
That one?
That's his new, his, like, latest album.
Oh, okay.
It was just so fully formed. He was collaborating more, and he brought in this collaborator, Fouché. And then also, I also have, like, very specific memories tied to this song. Like, towards the end of August 2022, when I, like, landed back in Vancouver. And I just remember running through Pacific Spirit, and it was, like, literally, like, peak euphoria with this playing. And I was just so, like, grateful for life and to be surrounded by, like, beautiful nature and air that smelled so clean. And I was just like, damn, like, these are really the best years of our lives.
Yeah, I love those moments when you just like everything is just perfect and you can realize how lucky you are to be going through
the specific time in your life.
Yeah,
and I really wanted to choose this song because of that, and then also because I feel like our friendship is another marker of how I know I'm in like the best years of my life, because we kind of like solidified our friendship this school year.
Absolutely.
As you would know if
the
you
feeling
listen
is
to,
mutual, by the way.
Oh, I'm glad it's not one-sided.
But yeah, this is a very this is closing the loop, because if you listen to my episode at the beginning, you would know the beginning story of our friendship.
Yes.
And how this all led to this very moment here.
Exactly.
This was I want everybody to know that I don't even know what I want anybody to know. I just hope everybody enjoyed this episode as much as I did. I didn't necessarily contribute as much as I could have, just because...
No, you contributed a lot.
No, but, like, sitting back and just listening to you talk about what these songs mean to you and, like, paint an absolute, like, gorgeous picture describing these is just amazing. And I hope that everybody had the same experience I had.
I mean, that was the whole... I'm, like, really glad this show is continuing with you. Because I feel like the main reason I wanted to do this show was just, like, for my friends. Like, I just wanted to make a show that, like, my friends could listen to. And then it also be, like, an activity that I did with people I love. And then I also just wanted, like, I wanted to do it because it was a show I wish, like, already existed.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And maybe it does somewhere, but I just haven't found it. So that's why I did it. So I'm really glad that you're continuing it on. And I feel like you're gonna put whatever spin you want to on it, and it's
I'll
gonna
see
be
how it,
amazing
how it, goes, yeah.
how it goes. And I'm looking forward to tuning in wherever I am at the time. And yeah,
but
I know
yeah.
you're gonna be amazing. This is Daniel signing off.
No.
And thank you for listening. And I hope you keep listening, because Songs with Friends will be forever as long as you got a friend on your left. And a streaming service on your right.
True. And Spotify playing
Spotify,
in the background.
Yes. So, yeah. Enjoy. Thank
Sunshine.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Looking like it's all catching up to you lately. Been a couple months since I told you it's over. Caught me off guard when I saw you last week. Oh, so tough, but you bluffed when you had me. Saying my ex like my name ain't Steve. Gave you a chance and some dopamine. Safe to say after me you peeped. Still to give you dick anytime you need.